Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Chof Dalet. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara at the upper part of Daf Chof Dalid, Omid Aleph, quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and it says, Oimed al gabi kelim, al gabi behemo, al gabi ragli chavero posel, which indicates that if a kohen, when doing the avoida of the Beis Hamikdash, when doing the sacrificial procedure, he is standing on something other than the floor, other than standing directly on the floor, he will be thereby ruining the avoda, ruining the korban, ruining the sacrifice. The examples the Mishnah lists are if he's standing on other vessels, or he's standing on the foot of an animal, or on his a fellow man's foot. All of those are pusul. Before we continue in the Gemara, let's take advantage of one of our features of the marked Gemaras. We have topic headings that we assign to each sugya, and you'll find them in the outside margin, under the title No Say. So you see there's a topic heading. We will be discussing here Mokor Lipsul Koyin Al Dovor Chotzeitz Bishas Vavoda. This is referring to, once again, a Psul Likoyin Sha'imed Al Dovor Chotzeitz, that he's standing on something that's chotzeitz, that serves as an interposition, b'shas avoda. The kohen is expected to be, first of all, he is barefoot, and he's expected to be standing on the azora floor itself, not with anything between the bottom of his feet and the floor. We also have a note here, tzrichusa, the necessity of having all of the examples, l'chol hadugmois shechatzitza, kemo that are mentioned in the Mishnah be'inyan chatzitza regarding this issue of chatzitza. Why do I need every single example? So turning to the Gemara itself, Gemara asks, Minolan, from where do we know that there is a problem if he's standing on any of these things? The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Tanaic source taught in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, and you have a framed section in the Gemara that indicates that this is of a Tanaic origin. Hoyol v'ritzpo mekadeshes u'kli shoreis mekachim. Since we know that the floor has the capacity of sanctifying that which is on it, and vessels are able to sanctify that which is placed in them. Ma klishoritz lo yehe dover chotzeitz beino levein klishoritz. Just like service vessels, there is a rule that there is nothing to be between the hand of the kohen, who's handling the service vessel, and the vessel itself. And that itself is learned from a pasuk, where the pasuk says veloka hakohen, and we darshan that the lekicha, the taking, should be ba'atzmoy shel kohen, by the kohen himself, without any interposition. Af ritzpa lo yehe dover chotzeitz beino levein haritzpa. So by the same token, there should be nothing separating him from the floor. Utzricha, and there is a necessity of teaching each one of the examples of chatzitza that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And what we've done with our markings for emphasis purposes, we've squiggle underlined the expression de'i ashminan here, and two lines later you see ve'i ashminan. If it would have been taught de'i ashminan kli, had we been taught that the example of kli, namely oymed al gabi kli, as being posel, mishum delav mino de bosor, it is not flesh, avol behemo, but if one would be standing on an animal while doing the avoda, demina de bosserhu, it's a form of flesh, just like one's foot is flesh, so maybe it wouldn't matter if he's standing on the flesh of something else. Amolo, I would have thought, if it were not taught in the Mishnah, I would have thought on my own that it does not present a problem. V'yashmina behemo, And if the Mishnah had taught that standing on a behemoth is a problem, delo mino de odamhu, it's not a type of human being. Avo chavero, but the case of standing on his friend's foot, the odamhu, it's a man like himself. Amolo, maybe that would not serve as an interposition. There's a rule that Rashi mentions that these havaminas, these thoughts, fall into the realm of min bimino. Since they are of like nature, it does not serve as, doesn't present a problem. It's the same type of thing. So if I would have been left on my own, I would have said that standing on one's friend's foot is an issue of min bimino. It's the same type of material, and I would have thought that's not a chatzitza problem. Tzricho, therefore, it is necessary for the Mishnah to teach that as well. Tanya, we have a Tanaic source which continues in the theme of standing on these different things mentioned in the Mishnah, however, with a minor variation. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ragloi achas al hakli v'raglo achas al haritzpo. In this case, one of the Kohen's feet are placed on the ground itself of the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple courtyard, and the other foot is on the vessel. Raglo achas al ho'even, v'raglo achas al haritzpo. Or one foot is on a stone, namely a separate stone, a stone that's not part of the floor of the Azorah whatsoever, and his other foot is on the floor. Royin, we evaluate. Kol she'ilu inotel hakli v'tinotel o'even, if it would be a case that the vessel would be removed, or the stone would be removed from under his foot, Yocho lamud al raglo achas viavod, he has sufficient stability on the other foot that's directly on the Azora floor, and he would be able to stand on that alone. Avodasuk shera, then his avoda, even though while he was doing the avoda, his other foot was on the vessel, but we see from this test that the foot placed on the vessel was inconsequential, because he would be able to stand with the vessel being slipped away, or with the stone slipped away. However, v'imlav, if by removing the vessel that his one foot is positioned on, or the stone, he would topple over, then avodas psula, then the avoda that he did in that state would be unacceptable. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form. In the marking system, geometric forms are designed to connect related ideas or demonstrate a series of something. In this case, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading to help understand what we are to encounter. On the outside margin, you see a diamond featured, Shnei Lishoinos B'Sheilas Ravami. We have a diamond here, and a few lines later, a diamond also accompanied with a Roman numeral number 2, as opposed to here is number 1. These are two versions as to what Rav Ami's question is. So let us see. Boi Rabbi Ami, Nidaldolo Ho'even, V'Omad Oleho Mahu. The floor of the Azora was made of stones. In this case, one of the stones became loose. Let us say he's standing on the loose stone while doing the avoda. Hecha di'ein daito lechabro lo tiboyeloch devadai chaitza. If we are describing a situation where there is no intention to re-fasten the stone or re-cement the stone in place, there is no question that this is a chatzitza problem. Ki tiboy aloch de daito lechabro mai. The question arises when the intention is to re-cement the stone in place, and currently it's not fixed in place, it's loose once again, but he does have the intention to fix it in place, to fasten it down. What is the din? And the question is an Aleph O Dilma base style, two sides of the question. So first side is Kimo de Daito Lechabro Kimo de Mechabro Damyo. Since he has an intention, he has intention of fastening it, it's considered as if it's fixed in place, and therefore the avoda would be okay. Oidilma hashtomia hotlisha. Or on the other hand, we say that, well, right now it's dislodged. Rabo zuti boi lohochi. This is now a second version of the question. Boi Rebbe ze Rebbe Ami. Rabo zuti is going to present the question thusly, as we will see. Boi Rebbe Ami, nekro ho'evin vi'omad b'mekoimo mahu. This is a situation where the stone has been completely removed. It's not just loose, it's not there anymore. And a gap or a hole has been formed down to the sub-stone level of the Azora. And the Kohen is standing in that hole. The question is that considered legitimate avoda? My komi bayale. The Gemara is asking, what's the understanding, what's the depth of this question? So the Gemara explains, ki kodish David, ritzpe el yoni kodish, when David sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, did he sanctify only the upper level, oidilmo ad la'aris t'tehoimo kodish, or do we say that he sanctified the floor of the Azora down to the very depths of the earth? And if that would be the case, so the Kohen is standing in a legitimate position, because he's standing on that which is sanctified, which is required for the Avoda. The Gemara asks, V'tiboyele kol Hazora kula? Why not ask a case where the stones of the entire Azora have been removed? What's unique about this case that you're phrasing the question or raising the question in a case where one stone was removed? The Gemara answers or explains thusly. Lo'olam pshito le da'ad aris d'tohim ha'kodesh. As far as Rav Ami is concerned, it's obvious to him that sanctity descends to the very depths. V'hochi kome bayale. And thusly is the question over here. Derech sherus bekach o ein derech sherus bekach. Is this considered, as Rashi says, orach ara, the proper way of doing the sherus, the avodas hamikdash, namely standing in a hole where a stone has been removed, is that considered is that considered within the realm of normalcy as far as avoda is concerned or not? Teku. So this remains unresolved. Kibel b'smoil posel, Rabbi Shimon machshir. The topic heading we have on the side, Kabbalah b'smoil, that's the receipt of the blood of the animal once it's been slaughtered, while holding the receiving vessel, the vessel that receives the dam, it's known as a mizrak. Is this a kosher while the kohen is holding the vessel, the mizrak, in his left hand? We will see the Tanakhama holds posel, and Reb Shimon holds kosher. Let's see now our Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. Once again, you can see it's in a frame. The source opens up with a reference to a pasuk, and the pasuk is found in the Rashi. We've emboldened the citation in Rashi with a squiggled box. We sometimes call it a firebox. We rarely do this in our markings, but here you'll find it to be very helpful. It's in the Rashi. You'll see halfway down the Rashi commentary, the pasuk says, "V'lokach hakoyin midam achatos beetzboi v'nosan al karnois." In the Rashi itself, you can see we've marked certain words. We have the word "v'lokach" and the word "v'nosan," squiggle underline, and between them you have the word "beetzboi." So the Gemara continues. Be'etzma velokach. Melamed sheloi tehei kabola elo b'yamin. From this, from these words, you see it says be'etzba'oi, and prior to it you had the word velokach. Velokach is a reference to kabola sadam. We learn that kabola must be with the right hand. It's interesting, of course, the word yamin doesn't appear in the pasuk itself. That will be the subject of a discussion later. Yamin meaning the right hand. Be'etzba v'nosan, the word be'etzba is positioned, as we saw in the pasuk, before the word v'nosan. Melame shelo tehe nesina elo b'yamin. The blood application to the mizbeach shall also be only with the right hand. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, "V'chi nemra yad b'kabbalah." Does it use the word hand when referring to Kabbalah Sadam in this pasuk? Elo, it doesn't say that. Rather, it says be'etzboi v'nosan. It says, as far as the blood application, it says uses the word finger. Shalotei nesina el b'yamin. From that, he learns that the matnas dam, the zrikas dam, must be with the right hand only. However, hayo v'loi nemra yad b'kabbalah. Since the pasuk does not use the word hand with regard to Kabbalah, b'skibel b'smoil kosher. If he it does the receipt of the dam with while holding the vessel in his left hand, that is okay. So at this point, we might conclude that had the pasuk used the word yad for Kabbalah instead of etzba, then according to Rabbi Shimon, the right hand would also have been binding. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon, mimonavshach. Rabbi Shimon, which way are you going? Or we should say more accurately, whichever way you try to learn things, we're going to run into a problem. E islay gezera shava. If he has a word comparison between this parsha of Korbonus and the parsha, the section of the Torah dealing with the Tara of a Metzora. In the case of the Tara of a Metzora, you also have the word Etzba, and the Gzera Shava referred to here would be a word comparison between Etzba that we have here and Etzba that you have by Metzora. What's extremely significant to note is in the Parsha of Metzora, in the section of the Torah dealing with the Metzora, there the word Yamin appears. So if you hold from the Gzera Shava, Kilo Nemro Yad b'Kabbalah Mayhave, even without the word Yad in the context of Kabbalah, so what? You have a word comparison between using the words etzba, and I would come to right to the right that way. We mentioned a few moments ago that it's mashma from the words of Rabbi Shimon in the source that the whole reason for the non-binding element of right hand with Kabbalah is because the word Yad is missing. But had the word Yad been present, then I would have said Yad is binding. We are saying right now, even without the word Yad being present, if you hold from this word comparison, that should be sufficient to make the right hand binding for Kabbalah Sadam. Continuing in the Gemara, Ve'i Lesle Gezerah Shava, and if Rabbi Shimon denies this word comparison, Ki Nemro Yad b'Kabbalah Mayhave, even if the word Yad would have appeared, so of what benefit would that have been? In the case of the Korban procedure, the issue of right of Yamin is not mentioned. We now encounter a new geometric form. On the side, we see a Mivneh, a structural note. The form here is a house shape. And you can see a couple of them as you go down the page. There's a series of house shapes, and we've numbered the series in the space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You see 1 through 3, and we've explained on the side, Nisyonos, attempts, Lahazbir, Shitas, Rabbi Shimon, to explain Rabbi Shimon's approach. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, La'olam les le gezera shava. Rabbi Shimon does not have the word comparison. V'hochi ko'omar. And thusly, Rabbi Shimon intends to say, V'chi ne'mar yad yamin b'Kabbalah? Does it say that expression in the Torah? The Kabbalah Sadam shall be with the right hand? Hoyo v'lo ne'mar yad yamin b'Kabbalah? Since the Torah doesn't say expressly, right hand, kibel b'smol kosher, the left hand is acceptable. Omale Rabbo responds to this, he responds to Rabbi Yehuda, and says, "E hachi, if he doesn't have a gezera shava, if he doesn't accept the word comparison, afilu nesino nami, even the blood application should be kosher b'smol, the zrika sadam to the mizbeach should be okay." Once again, in the case of the korban processing, the word yamin does not appear. The word for right hand doesn't appear. That's only an outgrowth of a word comparison from the parsha of Karbonas to the parsha of Metzora. V'oid, furthermore, v'chiles lein l'Rabbi Shimon gezera shava. Is it, let's read that again. V'oid, v'chiles lein l'Rabbi Shimon gezera shava. Is it so that Rabbi Shimon does not hold from the gezera shava? If you'll notice just a few lines up, Rabbi Yehuda claimed, and we dashed underline his response, was Li'olam Lesle Gezer HaShavah. Here we're bringing that into question. Is that really so that he does not hold from the word comparison for Hatanya? You have the following source, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Mokoim Shenemar Yad Eino Elo Yamin, Etzba Eino Elo Yamin. Wherever you see the word Yad, you should know that that's a reference to the right hand. And the Torah uses the word yad in the case of a meal offering, in the case of a mincha. And we know that it must be what the kmitza must be done with the right hand. And likewise, etzba, wherever you see the word etzba, it means yamin. How does Rabbi Shimon know to say that? And the answer is because he has a gezerah shava between the parsha of Mitzora, where the word yamin appears, and in that parsha you have the words etzba and yad, and therefore wherever else in the Torah you have the word etzba or yad, I compare it to the Mitzora parsha and I come to the conclusion that it means right hand. Elo omar rova li'olam is le gezerah shava. Rabbi Shimon does hold from the gezerah shava, v'hachi ko'omar, and thusly His intent. Let's not forget, Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that only the matnas dam, the application of the blood, must be done by the right hand. But the right hand is not necessary for the case of kabbalas adam. So we have to understand why does he make that differentiation in the face of the fact that he does hold from the word comparison, the gzera shava. So we explain. V'hochi komar, thusly, Rabbi Shimon intends to say, v'chinemro yad b'kabbalah. Does the Torah use the word yad, hand, for receipt of dam? Hoyovolonemro yad b'kabbalah elo etzpa. Since the Torah did not choose the more appropriate expression, but rather chose the word etzpa, the e efshir lekablo of the etzpa, and it's impossible to receive the dam with one's finger. Kibel b'smoil kosher. Therefore, it must be that when it comes to Kabbalah, the issue of rightness is not binding. There must be some level, there must be some latitude. Omar lei Rav Samo braid Rav Ashi the Ravina. Rav Samo reacts to what was just said, and he mentions to Ravina, he says, why do you say with such certainty that Kabbalah cannot be done with one's finger? Efshe de Ovid le Oizen lisfas mizrak umekabel bay. One can make a little handle, if you will, a type of ring, and attach it to the mizrak, the vessel for receiving the dam, and insert his finger into the ring, and thereby hold the vessel of the for kabbalah sadam with one's finger, and hence we can say that kabbalah sadam can be accomplished with one's finger. Elo Omar Abaye. A third approach. B'mikra nidrosh lefonov ula'achrov komifligi. The machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon regarding Kabbalas Hadam being binding through right hand or not is the machlokes. This controversy is based on how one approaches psukim. For your convenience, we've written the posuk again in the margin so they don't have to flip back at each stage, and we will see how the machlokis operates. So once again, at the top of Omid Beis, it says b'mikra nidrosh lefonov ula'achrov komifligi. Does one darshan psukim both in a forward position and a reversed position? How are we to interpret this? So let us take a look at the posuk that we've included on the side of your Gemara. It says in Vayikra Dalid, posuk Lamed Dalid, V'lokach hakoin midam hachatos be'etzboi v'nosan al karnos. Let us make an assumption, or accept as a given, that etzba indicates yamin. Etzba indicates right hand. That would be a function of the gzera shava to the parsha of Mitzora. The question is, the word etzba, which is an indicator of right, as opposed to left, which action is associated with that word. So we have seen that everyone agrees that the matnas dam, the application of the dam, everyone, meaning the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, we're not saying in an absolute fashion that all of the world of sages agrees with this, but these particular opinions are in agreement that matnas dam must be done with the right. And that's a function of taking the word etzba, which is in the middle of the pasuk, and you can see we've squiggle underlined that, and darshaning it up along with the venosan expression. The question is now, do we look at the word etzba and also attach to it an expression that appeared before it, the word velokach, indicating kabbalah sadam? So this is the point of Machlokis. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, Rabbi Shimon who holds that Kabbalah b'smol is kosher, he holds that a mikro, that a posuk is nidrash li'achrov, is darshan, is explained only forward, and not the loy lefonov, and not in a backwards fashion or reversed fashion. Hence, since the word be'etzboi appears after the word velokach, we're no longer going to associate the velokach, the Kabbalah sadam, with the word etzba, because as far as etzba is concerned, the word velokach, indicating receipt of the dam, is before it. It's lefonov. And Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't darshan a posuk lefonov. On the other hand, the Rabbonin who hold, not only is kabbalas adam, not only is matnas dam b'yamin, but also kabbalas hadam is b'yamin, they are of the opinion that a mikra is nidrash, lefonov, and la'achrov. When you say lefonov, that's going to include Kabbalah Saddam. When you say La'achrov, that would mean forward, that will include the Matnas Dam. Turning back to the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Ha de Rebbe Elozer of Rebbe Shimon, this is a name we have not seen yet, so we've indicated Lekamon. That teaching of, the teaching of Rebbe Elozer of Rebbe Shimon, Mafka Midavua Umafka Midrabonon, is his method of darshaning is to the exclusion of his father's method, Rabbi Shimon. Let's not forget, what did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon did not darshan lefonov. He didn't darshan in a backwards fashion or a reversed fashion. So Rabbi Elozer Rabbi Shimon obviously will, yes, darshan lefonov. So we're saying that Rabbi Shimon, the son, is not like his father in that sense. Umafka midrabbonan, the Rabbonan held that you darshan in both directions, that a word appearing between two other expressions can be understood both attached to the word, to the previous word, and to that which appears afterwards. And the Gemara here is declaring that Rabbi Elozer Rabbi Shimon does not agree with that approach, and we will see shortly that he darshans only lefonov and not laachrov. What, and his father, let's just remind ourselves, his father darshaned only la'achrov and not lefonov. Hence, Rebbe Elozer Rebbe Shimon is a third opinion in how to approach psukim, and he will darshan lefonov and not la'achrov. Where do we see this? Tisanya, we have a Tanaic source. Rebbe Elozer Rebbe Shimon oimer, kol mokoim shenemar etzba Bekabbalah. For example, in Vayikra Dalet, Posuk Lamed Dalet, the word etzba appears Bekabbalah and not Benesina. And that's a very important note. It's not relevant. Etzba is not relevant, according to Rabbi Elozer B'Shimon, to the Nesina in this Posuk, the Posuk that we've been darshaning till now. And that's a function of Rebbe Elozer Rebbe Shimon, he does not darshan la'achrov. So the word etzba is not going to be attached to that which comes afterwards. Hence, etzba is going to be darshan, according to him, only on Kabbalah and not on the Nesina. Therefore, Shina, the Kabbalah apostle, if he changes, if he does something other than that which is dictated, if he doesn't use his right hand for Kabbalah, then he'll ruin the Korban. However, Binasina, if he uses something other than his right hand, namely he uses his left hand for the Matnas Dam, that would be okay, because as far as Rebbe Elozer Rebbe Shimon is concerned, Etzba, which is the word that keys you into right, is not associated with matona that comes afterwards. The chol mokoyim shenemar etzba benesina, wherever you have a posuk that indicates that uses the word etzba in the context of nesina, shina b'nesina pasul b'kabbalah kosher. In that case, if you are mishana the nesina, you would ruin the korban, and not in the case of shinui by the kabbalah. V'hecho nemar etzba b'nesina. Where do we have an example of that? In other words, what are we going to be looking for? We're going to be looking for a case of matnas dam preceding etzba. As once again, as we said, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon darshens lefonav, not lachrov. So we will now see an example of that. Dichtiv. This is a posuk in the case of what's called par hamiluim. This was a korban brought when they were dedicating the mishkan, and it says the lokachto midam hapar v'nosata al karnois hamizbeach be'etz bo'echa. We've dashed underlined the critical words. The word be'etzba is the word that keys you into right, to the right hand. Which word appears immediately before it? Vinosata. Vinosata, immediately before it, in terms of the actions. The action of nesina, of matnasdam. And if you, as we said before, he darshens lefonav, therefore rightness will include the matnasdam. What about Kabbalah Saddam? Well, it's interesting here. Kabbalah Saddam also appears before. It actually appears way before. The word for Lokachta is the Kabbalah Saddam. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon say that in this case, if Kabbalah Saddam would be done with one's left hand, it would be okay? Is it not so that the Lokachta comes before Betz Boecha? So the Gemara clarifies right now. V'kosavar, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is of the opinion, mikra nidrash lefonav, v'lo lifnei fonav, v'loi le'achrov. His shita is that a posuk is darshened to associate a given word with the word that appears just before it, and not that which appears two steps before it, or way before it. And so by saying it's nidrosh lefonav and not lifnei fonav and not before, we are thereby, in this last pasuk, explaining that be'etz ba'echa is not going to be associated with the volokachta words, because that volokachta is lifnei fonav. And we also mentioned Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon does not darshan le'achrov, that we saw above in the pasuk from Vayikra Dalet, pasuk Lamed Dalet, where the word be'etz ba'oi had in fact a word lachrov, the matnasdam, and in that case Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon declared that if he's mishana by the nesina, it would still be kosher, because he does not darshan le'achrov. He doesn't attach the word be'etzba to vinosan, which appears after it. Continuing in the Gemara, we have a topic heading associated with this Gemara under the Nosei heading, Yemin Me'akev Nilmad Me'etzba Ukahuna. The fact that a right hand is binding, and without it, the avoda will be ruined. This is learned from the words Etzba and Kahuna. Continuing now in the Gemara, Omar Rabo Barbachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokoyim Shinemar Etzba Ukahuna, Eino Elo Yamin. These words are an outgrowth of the fact that in the Parsha of Metzora, you find these words as well, and in that Parsha, the right hand is mentioned explicitly. So that in other parshios where these words appear, it will be understood that it means right, even if in those other parshios the word yamin does not appear. The Gemara at hand actually goes through a few stages. So we've also indicated this through the markings. You'll see the use of triangles appearing shortly, and this is indicated under our Mivneh heading on the side, Shlavim. As we go on in the Gemara, we'll also encounter questions or challenges. Those will be indicated by a diamond. And we'll be using the double underline. As you skim ahead in the page, you can see double underlines. Those emphasize avodos, the different services or procedures that are necessary in processing a korban. So let us turn to the Gemara. Omar Rabba Bar Chana. We read this already. Let's read it again. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Mokim Shneimar Etz Ba'ukuna. Wherever you see those words, Eino Elo Yamin. Kol Salka Daiten. The approach, the thought right now, it arises on our minds. We think. Tarti Boinen. We think at this point that you need both words in order to get to Yamin, in order to establish that something must be done by the right, or to establish that right is binding. Kidichtiv, as the Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-koyen midam ha-chatos be'etzboi. The two words you see, koyen and etzba, dashed, underline, V'yolif mi-metzora, and we would learn from the metzora, Dichtiv, V'toval ha-koyen es etzboi ha-yamonis. With our markings, we've emphasized the key words. Once again, by Mitzora you see Hakoyin and Etzbo, and we've squiggle lined the Hadayamonis, which means the right hand. So just like by Mitzora, you have the words Koyin and Etzba, and there it says explicitly Yamonis. So wherever else you see the words Koyin and Etzba, it will mean the right. Question. We've indicated already that the diamonds emphasize that we have a question in this particular sukya. As far as this immediate section of Gemara, we have two questions at hand. They will be indicated, and they're also numbered to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara with little numbers. So the Gemara asks, Vahare Kamitza, Delo Iksiv Bo Elo Kuna, when it comes to taking a handful of a meal offering, the Kamitza process, you find only the word Kahuna. You don't find the word etzba, and according to the rule that we thought, you don't have rightness unless you have both words, etzba and kahuna. In the case of kamitza, you only have kahuna, so what would you expect? That you don't need to do the kamitza with the right hand. However, that's not true. Utnan komatz bismoil pasul. If the kamitza is done with one's left hand, this is the taking of the handful of a meal offering with one's left hand, that would ruin the service. Elo Omar Rava. Oi etzba, oi kahuna. As far as rightness is concerned, one doesn't need to see both expressions. It's sufficient if you have either etzba or kahuna. Omar le Abaye, v'hare. And once again, we have this a diamond indicating a question on this approach. Hoi locha sevorim lekevesh. The carrying of the limbs of a sacrifice to the ramp leading up to the top of the altar, where the limbs eventually will be burnt. So, and that's called Hoylocha Sevorim Lakevesh. Dichtiv Behu Kahuna. Regarding that process, you see the word Kohen, Kahuna. Dichtiv Hikriv Akoyen Es Hakoyel Vihiktir Hamizbecha. The Omar Mar. Zu holochas evorim lekevesh, and it's explained that this pasuk, which says v'hikriv hakayin sakol, is a reference to the carrying of the limbs to the ramp. Utnan horegel shel yamin bismoiloi ubeis oira lachutz. The right leg of the animal is held by the kain in his left hand. Ubeis oira lachutz means the part of the limb that's where it was severed from the animal is facing the kohen himself, and the rest of the limb is facing outwards. The beis ora would mean the part of the limb covered with its skin that's facing outwards, because it's not derech eretz for the cut open section to be facing the public. What do we see from this? We see that hoylocha can be done b'smoil, but was it not taught that if you see the word kahuna, which we have in this most recent pasuk, that would have indicated right is binding? The Gemara answers, ki kor minon oi etzba oi kahuna. When do we say that either word, one word, is sufficient to create, to make the right binding? Bedavar hama'akiv kapora, dumya de mitzora. That's when you're dealing with the stage of a sacrifice being offered, a stage of processing that's of a binding nature, to the exclusion of hoylocha sevorim, which is not of a binding nature. The halach is that the limbs of an animal, of a korban, of a sacrifice, even if they are lost, even if they're not there, the korban is still kosher. So we know that the issues surrounding the carrying of the limbs is a non-binding aspect of the sacrificial process. At this point in the Gemara, we have a bracketed section. The purpose of the brackets is to enable one to see to attach the question that appears after the brackets to this section of Gemara. We have a note indicating this on the side. Matras HaSegrayim, the purpose of the bracketed section, Lahatzmid Kushi Shemufi Achreim Lekan. B'socha HaSegrayim, Masu Matan HaGemara Mitmakei B'shitas Reb Shimon. Within the bracketed sections, the bracketed section of the Gemara will be focusing on Shitas Rebbe Shimon. The use of the brackets here, it might be pointed out, is not of such an urgent nature as is the case in many other occasions of bracket appearance, to skip in order to preserve the smooth flow of the reading. The reason we chose to use the brackets here is because the section contained within is more or less focusing on Shitas Rebbe Shimon. With all that having been said, let's continue with the Gemara straight. What we've done is we've changed the markings a little bit, and we have a house shape, and this is indicated on the side under our Mivneh heading. These are questions, Kushos HaMavusosos Al Shitas Rebbe Shimon. The focus of the questions will be surrounding Rebbe Shimon's opinion. And we have triangles with colored in tips. These are tshuvos, b'shlavim, lahazbir, shitas Rebbe Shimon. These are answers to the questions that in effect form stages of clarification with regard to Rebbe Shimon's approach. So turning to the Gemara, we have a question, v'harei, Kabbalah. We're consistently double underlining the different stages that of korban offering, or different stages of, or different actions as far as the Kabbalah's, the korban's offering is concerned. Here we're going to focus on the receipt of the dam. Vare Kabbalah, the ksiv bo kahuna, concerning which the word kahuna does appear. It says in the pasuk, v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim, the davar ha-ma'akev kaporahu, and Kabbalah's adam is an essential activity. It's binding, without which atonement cannot be achieved through the korban. So that we're dealing with a davar ha-ma'akev kapora, Kabbalah, utnan kibel b'smoil pasul v'Rabbi Shimon machshir. With our markings, we've emphasized the key words. You have smoil and the word machshir. So that even though we have a davar ha-ma'akev kapora, it seems that using the left hand is okay, even though the word kahuna appears. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon tarti boy. Rabbi Shimon, in order to make right binding, he personally requires both expressions, etzba and kahuna. The Rabbana don't require both expressions, but Rabbi Shimon does. Hence, Kabbalah b'smol, since you have only the word kahuna appearing and you don't have the word etzba, the smol will be acceptable. It might be pointed out that we mentioned before that Rabbi Shimon, in order for something to be darshined, it would have to be la'achrov as well. It would have to be after the expression. The Gemara goes on. Me boy, Rabbi Shimon Tarti. Is that really accurate to say that Rabbi Shimon requires etzba and kahuna in order to say in order to make the right binding? V'ha Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Mokim Shinemar Yad Eino El Yamin, Etzba Eino El Yamin. Wherever you see the word Yad, it means right. Wherever you see the word etzba, it means right. If that be the case, so Rabbi Shimon doesn't require both, and the issue then is, why by Kabbalah Saddam does Rabbi Shimon Machshir, does he allow Kabbalah B'smoil? The Gemara answers, Etzba lo bayakuna. In truth, Etzba means right, even without the word kahuna. However, kahuna baya etzba. The word kahuna is not sufficient to make the right binding. And as we mentioned before, Kabbalah, b'smoil, is kosher according to Rabbi Shimon, because over there you have only the word kohanim, and we're saying right now, we're declaring that kahuna itself, in order to create in order to establish that the right is binding, kahuna is not enough. You have to have the word etzba as well. Well, if that's the case, velo kohen lomali. What role does the word kohen do in the case of Kabbalah? If I don't really need the word kohen. And if it's written there, it must be that it's to teach me that right is binding. So the Gemara answers, I need the word kahuna. It teaches me something else. That's bekihunan. Namely, while they're wearing their big day kahuna. The processing of the korban is to be done only when he's wearing his kohen clothing. Question: Vahare zrika delo kosav b'hu ela kahuna. The zrika sadam, the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, you have only the word kahuna in that context. Utnan zorak b'smoil posel v'lo polig Rabbi Shimon. There, the Tanaic source says if he does zrika with his left hand, it's not acceptable, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue with that, indicating that zrika b'smoil, according to Rabbi Shimon, would be posel. Just like the Tanakhama holds its puzzle. And we have the word kahuna alone there. And we just got finished saying that kahuna is not sufficient to create a binding right. Omar Abaye. Abaye responds and he says, you think that Rabbi Shimon accepts this psak, that Zorak the small is puzzle? Abaye says, Polig bebraiso, Rabbi Shimon's dissenting opinion, albeit it does not appear in the Mishnah, but it does appear in another Tanaic source. It appears in the Brisa, the Sanya, Kibel b'smoil posel for Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Zorak b'smoil. And here is the critical part for our sugya, which we're doing right now with Zrikas Adam. Zorak b'smoil posel, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, and Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. He allows Zrika b'smoil, and that will be a function of the fact that only the word Kahuna appears. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that kahuna alone is not sufficient to make the right binding. The Gemara asks, Elaho diyoma rovo, yad, yad, l'kamitza. There are, there's a bracketed section in the Gemara, and we note on the inside margin, tam hasagram, the ikra kushya miyad, yad, l'kamitza. The ikra question right now is from what Rava says, that through a word comparison involving yad, I will learn that kamitza must be done with the right hand. So, having skipped the bracketed section, loma li, what do I need yad b'kamitza for? What do I need a word comparison between the parsha of Mitzora and the parsha of a meal offering with regard to the kamitza? So, and the Gemara asks, Lomali, what do I need that yad by kamitza for? Mita rabo bar bar chana nafka. I could have learned out that the right is binding from rabo bar bar chana's teaching, and if you have any question of where that was, you can use the little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara and skim up, and you'll see where he appeared. So the Gemara is pointing out, from his teaching, I could learn out. And what is his teaching? It says the word kahuna in the case of kamitza. So the fact that the word kahuna appears, that itself teaches me right. What do I gain by having an additional teaching to indicate rightness, namely a word comparison of yad yad for? Before we get to the answer, let's just read now the bracketed expression. Rava said that yad yad teaches me rightness by kamitza. Regel, regel, lechalitza. The chalitza is the process of the shoe removal done in the case of a man's death, leaving no children, but yes, leaving a surviving brother. In the case that the almona, that the widow, does not want to perform marriage with her brother-in-law, there is a shoe removal ceremony that's called chalitza, and we know that the shoe is supposed to be removed from the right foot. Oizen, oizen, l'ritzia. This is another gzera shava between the parsha of Mitzora, where the word ozen or ear appears, and the parsha of ritzia. This is an eved that wants to continue working till the yovel, and not just for the completion of the 6 years that he's sold into servitude for. And in the event that he wants to continue working till yovel, so his ear is bored, and we're talking about his right ear. The question right now, let us focus on that which is before the brackets. As we mentioned, the brackets simply enclose that which is of a subordinate or inconsequential nature as far as this sugya is concerned. We have to focus on Yad, Yad L'Kemitza. Rava said that through the Gezeirah Shava of Yad, Yad, in the case of Kemitza, I learn right. So the Gemara asks, Rama Li, what do I need that Gezeirah Shava of Yad, Yad by the Kemitza? Mida Rabo, Bar Bar Chana, Nafka. I could have learned out from Rabbo Bar Bar Chana's teaching that once you see the word kahuna, that means right. And in the case of the Kemitza, you do have the word kahuna. So what do I need two teachings for, two limudim, to express the word of rightness in the case of the Kemitza? The Gemara answers, Chad l'kemetz v'chad l'kidush komets. One is for the actual taking of the handful. That must be done in one's right hand. And there's an issue of then once he took a handful of the meal offering, he's then expected to place it into a service vessel, klishores, or kiddush kli, it's called. And when dealing with the kli, we're going to insist that the kli is held in his right hand. So in the Gemara, we have two sources right now. We've got the Yad, Yad, l'kemitza, and we have the fact that it says kahuna by kemitza. So the Gemara says at the bottom, chad l'kemetz, one is for the actual taking of the handful that must be done in his right hand, the chad l'kidush kometz, and the other is the holding of the vessel into which the kometz is placed, into which the handful of the meal offering is placed. That vessel must be held by his right hand. The Gemara continues on the top of Chof Hay, since we're dealing with this sukkah and the sukkah continues, we will continue reading till the Mishnah for this particular shiur. The question here is a long question. You'll notice we have a kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of the lines that of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line form the question. There are two parts to this question. Ule Rabbi Shimon, the low boy kiddush kometz. That's point one. According to Rabbi Shimon, that does not require the handful of the meal offering to be placed in a subsequent service vessel. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, once the kohen takes a handful of the meal offering, he could carry it in his hand to the mizbeach and place it in the fire. That's a reference, of course, to placing the kemitza, the kometz, in the fire, the kometz of meal offering, and that's his offering. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, that there is no kiddush kometz. Number two, uleman diomar, Rabbi Shimon nami boy kiddush kometz besmoil achshuri michshar. And there's another opinion that holds that Rabbi Shimon does require kiddush kometz. However, Rabbi Shimon says that the kiddush kometz can be done through the left hand. In other words, he can hold the service vessel in his left hand. If that be the case, so yad yad de rova lomali. What do I need the yad yad limud of rova for? This was a quote from the yad yad of rova we saw at the bottom of Chof Dalet Amud Beis, and we have a little arrow to the immediate left hand side of the Gemara text, indicating to look at Chof Dalet Amud Beis, and you'll see a parallel arrow over there with a Chof Hey Omen Aleph indicator. So according to these approaches, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't require Kiddush Kometz. So one of the sources for rightness by Kemitza becomes unnecessary. And the second opinion that holds that Rabbi Shimon does require Kiddush Kometz, but it can be done with the left hand. What do I need this extra source of rightness, as is learned from the word comparison of Yad that Rava introduced? If Yad Yad is needed to teach me the actual taking, the initial taking of the handful of the meal offering with one's right hand, Mida Rav Yehuda Brei de Rabbi Chia Nafka. That can be learned from Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabbi Chia. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabbi Chia, my Taimo de Rabbi Shimoin, the Omar Kro, Kodesh Kodoshim Hi, Kachatas V'Cha'asham. This pasuk that we just read of Kodesh Kodoshim Hi is a reference to the Korban Mincha, the meal offering. And we learn, Rabbi Shimon learns from that, Bo le'oivdo biyad, oivdo biyamin, kechatos. If he comes to serve or process the kmitza with his hand, and he does that when he takes the handful, that's called avodas yad, that is to be done by the right hand, like a korban chatos, like an animal offering, is done with one's right hand. We know over there by the korban chatos that one does it. One does the zrika sadam of a chatos with one's right hand, and that's what we saw in the mincha pasuk that says that the mincha is kodesh kodeshim kachatos, like a chatos. What does that mean? Like a chatos, namely, just like a chatos is done with one's right hand, so too a mincha, if you're going to do the mincha with your hand, like you would do the kmitza, of course, taking the handful with your hand, you must do it with your right hand. Ba lo'ovda b'kli, ovda b'smol ka'asham. If you choose to do the mincha with a service vessel, that would be the case of the kiddush kli, placing the klametz into an additional service vessel. So that can be done with one's left hand, ka'asham, like a korban asham. In the case of a korban asham, we know that the left hand does not ruin the korban asham. Rashi points this out a few lines down. Ba'al yovda b'kli, yovda b'smol k'asham, shezrika b'kli hu. The zrika sadam, and the korban asham is, while holding a vessel, you would toss the blood toward the mizbeach, and it would sprinkle from out of the vessel. Ukshir b'smol, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rashi points out that the zrika sadam, when using a vessel, when using a kli, is okay. If it's done from the left hand, Kedamar Leil Zorak b'Simol Pasur Rabbi Shimon Machshir Alma I Boi Biyad Ovid I Boi B'Kli Ovid Umemela Nafka Kmitza B'Yamin Dohavodas Yadhi. We see by the Mincha that aspect which is done by hand, and the Kmitza has to be done by the hand, that's done with the right hand. But the avoda that's done the kli, that does not have to be done by one's right hand, like you find by an osham. So the question right now is, what do I need the yad yad of rova for? If it's for the kmitza itself, I don't need that yad yad that I could have learned from Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabbi Chia's teaching. So the Gemara answers, Lo Nitzrcha, the Yad Yad of Rava, that particular teaching teaches me right hand, Ella L'Koimetz Minchas Chote. I need a special, we call it an extra teaching of right hand for the Kmitza, when you're talking about the Kmitza, a meal offering brought as a sin offering, as a result of having sinned, a mincha is at times brought. And that's called a minchas chote. You'll ask, what do I need a special teaching for the kmitza of a minchas chote when I know that kmitza in general must be done by the right hand? Salka daita chamina. I would have thought, without the special teaching, hoyol v'yomar Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon said concerning a minchas chote shloi hei korbono muhudar, we know that a minchas chote doesn't have oil, and the reason that it doesn't have oil or the lavona, which is characteristic of other korban minchas, the reason is that shelo yehe korbano muhuda, that his korban should not be pleasant or glorified, After all, he's bringing it because of having sinned. So since it's coming on the heels of a sin, we don't want it to be glorified. Therefore, it does not have the standard shemen or lavona. Well, I would have thought that since we're already compromising when it comes to a minchas chotek, he komat slo b'smol nami tiskasher. If he does the taking of the handful with his left hand, that would also be okay. Since we appear to be compromising somewhat with regard to a minchas chote, maybe we can compromise on the way the kmitza is done as well. Komash malon, that's what the Yad Yad the Rava comes to teach me, that even in the case of a minchas chote, it must be done with one's right hand. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.